All right, Dylan Ferrandis, thanks for doing this. Hey, second one, really good triple crown tonight for you. Really spicy. You were going at it a little bit. I thought that was a good one for you. And then other than that, looked like you need to get up front earlier, right?
Yeah. So from the outside, yeah, it was two good moto and a bad third one. But from the inside, we had some big issue today on the bike. Last practice, we saw that. I noticed a little problem on the bike. I told the team to check, and they find that the rear axle was bent. So we were like, that's really never happened. It's the first time. And so, yeah, we were whatever. They put brand new one for Moto 1. And Moto 1, after two laps, I feel it again. And I was in good position, so I was pushing hard. And, the bike was just become more and more dangerous. Like,
What does that do? Does it wobble?
So
does it?
What happened is... we don't know why, but the axle bent to the inside, toward the bike.
Yeah.
So the rear wheel was coming toward the engine.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the chain was getting loose. And for me, on every axle, I was the chain was jumping off the front sprocket.
Yeah.
So that first moment, honestly, I questioned myself if I should keep going. Like, I was about to pull out. And at some point, I was just not doing the quad and jumping with the clutch in case, the bike stop or whatever. So a little scary. And so after Moto 1, we checked, and it was again, the axle was bent. And Moto 2, I was like, all right, I'm just going to... Obviously, I felt like it was these two flat jump before finish, especially the one before finish that was hurting the bike. And Moto 2, I just tried not doing it. And I was in really, really good position. I think I was sixth. And I got passed in the last two laps because I was losing time on that specific jump.
Yeah.
But even by not doing it, after the Moto, when they check, I bent it again.
Oh,
and so for Moto 3, I was I just cracked a little bit mentally because I was just not confident on the bike, and I did what I could, but a bad start. And then I just wasn't riding like myself, and we bent again. So
wow, that is really weird. I was a mechanic for a long time. I don't know if I've ever heard that. Yeah.
Me too. In 20 years of racing, I have never seen that. So that's very, very weird. The team says they have some solution for next week. But, it's something not very confident for me.
No, that would be scary for sure. Well, before all that happened, did you like the track and all that? I thought it looked fun for you guys. Big jumps, but ones that you can do pretty easily. I thought it would look fun.
For Triple Crown, having such a big jump, I don't know. I'm not like, it's fun, yes, but they create a lot of risk for what? Like, at the end, everybody's doing the quad, but if anything happened, like for me, I was just thinking about if the rear wheel locked or whatever on the quad, like I'd just die. So I don't know. I feel like it's a little bit useless to me to have quad like that on the track. We could, they could just put the fourth roller more forward, and we're gonna triple and single. And I don't know. I like big jump, but I think it's too risky when we have such a big championship, and when that every year many racers get hurt. Like, it just create more risk.
I almost think too a little bit the Triple Crown should be shorter a little bit. That's a lot of riding for you guys, and I feel like this should be a little shorter.
Yeah, especially between Moto 1 and 2, it's the gap is very, very short. I don't know.
I meant the actual races, like they're 15, I think, or 12, or whatever they are. They seem a little long.
No, it's 12, yeah, 12.
Yeah, 12, yeah.
But at the same time, if you do less, for a guy that crashed at the start, it's difficult.
Yeah.
I think that, to me, is just shoot two moto. Three is it's very, very tough, but whatever.
And I wonder why they took that, talking about that jump before the finish, the wall, they took that roller out after qualifying. I don't know why. I don't understand, that was a nice little cushion. I don't know why they took it out.
I think they wanted us to not jumping it.
Okay.
But obviously, after
racers.
That, everybody jump on the flat. And to me, it's probably what created the problem we had.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, hey, thanks for this shitty deal. I've never heard of an axle bending that much. So we'll see you next week.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Cool.